Milwaukee-based artist Ava Hager knew at a young age she wanted to create. Little did she know when setting out for college in 2018, the personal challenges that would shape her artwork. Hager's journey is chronicled through sculpture at an exhibition opening Friday in Milwaukee's Walker's Point neighborhood. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz visited the Arts at Large Gallery to learn more.
When I arrive, Ava Hager is busy installing sculptures fashioned of bent wood.
Should we do that one?
Sure.
More about that in just a little bit. Several hang from the gallery's soaring 15-foot high ceiling.
Putting them up, it's like dancing with them. It's trying to figure out how they're going to be in a new space.
Your eyes are also drawn to tea bags, which Hager uses in her sculptures. At the moment, dozens of previously steeped, then dried and bundled, are artfully plunked on the hardwood floor. Growing up in the Atlanta, Georgia area, Hager made fairy houses of stuff she found outside with her grandma. Hager had always wanted a dollhouse, didn't get one, so she made her own of her dad's six-pack beer carton tipped on its side, filling each room with fanciful creations. Fast forward, Hager moved north and began her art studies at UW-Milwaukee.
I actually went in as a painting and drawing major. Then I took a 3D concepts class, like an intro 3D class, and I switched to sculpture the next semester. And we worked with paper, plaster, and then wood at the end.
Hager's creations were directly influenced by her own health, starting her freshman year.
I was really sick with mono, and they couldn't figure out that it was mono. And so they had me taking ibuprofen every 6 hours for like 3 months, 4 months straight. And it just wiped out the biome in my stomach. And I couldn't eat anything.
Hager says her tea drinking came from that.
And all of my wood bending.
That takes us back to her creation suspended from the gallery ceiling. Hager learned the art of milling long 16th of an inch thick wood strips.
And then we have a long PVC pipe that's like 5 inch diameter and 8 feet long, and then you just put it in there with water and it soaks for at least an hour.
Then taking them out a piece at a time, Hager bends it, following designs she initially sketched in a notebook. Although the sculptures appear ethereal, they chronicle Hager's journey through illness.
Based on like the position of what the feeling was, the pain in my stomach, whether it was like crouching and stabbing, or that's why there's a lot of like inverted shapes in it. I mean, I was really struggling to stay afloat.
Hager dealt with another blow her sophomore year, when back in Georgia, her mom died suddenly of lung cancer. Hager funneled her anguish into another sculptural series, this one featuring a mosaic coating composed of eggshells.
So all of this has kind of been me making my own closure. It was really, really hard, and to think all of this came from it, I'm really grateful.
Her largest creation is titled Steeped. The shell-shaped wooden framework, big enough for Hager to crouch inside, incorporates over 1,000 tea bags that Hager sewed into panels of what appears to be paper-thin fabric.
And then I went through after each panel was done, and I hand-sewed them together with the seams on the outside. I was just interested in creating a new texture, and then I went through after I had sewn it together with a safety pin, and I pulled every string to the exterior as kind of like a little extra element of movement.
There's not enough time to describe Hager's resourcefulness, like smaller teabag pieces she's created, or how she connected with neighborhood Facebook groups, first in Milwaukee and Wauwatosa, where she now lives, to collect people's steeped teabags. Oh, by the way, Hager doesn't waste anything. She saves every string, tag, and envelope from each and every teabag.
I save everything. That'll be put to use hopefully soon.
There are more chapters ahead in this artist's story. For now, Hager says she's delighted to share this phase, Rituals and Vessels, the name of this exhibition.
This space is now a vessel for these objects and a space for people to come in and practice ritual with us, which is tea drinking or breathing practices through meditation and just being aware of our bodies in a positive way.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.